Welcome to Going Beyond Medicine with Elaine Groman. Conversations with people who are working to make a difference in our world. Now here's your host for Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio, Elaine Groman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Groman, and yes, this is Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. Every now and then, I like to do what I call a solo show, which means instead of having somebody here as a guest or on the telephone as a guest, I like to talk about different topics that seem to be kind of important at the time. And as we're approaching in this holiday season, it's a time when people have a lot of their buttons get pushed. It's a time when we have memories, we have losses, we have things that we wish would be changed. And as we know, also, it's a time when there is often an increase in melancholy and sadness. So today I wanted to talk about something that is really important to everyone, and I find is especially important in my life as a healer and as an intuitive, and it is really about what's called finding your center in the midst of change. Well, as we approach 2018, it's almost amazing. It's so amazing to think that we're nearly at the end of the second decade of the 2000s. And life moves by very swiftly. There's no question about that. And I guess being in my 60s, I recognize that I really want to live my life in a much more balanced way. And as we're growing and learning and finding ourselves, we find that we're often molded and driven, I guess you might say, by the ways that we have been taught, the ways that we have been taught socially, the way that we have been taught in very subtle ways through socioeconomic belief systems that we have about ourselves, about our culture, about our heritage, even about our gender. And so one of the things that I would like to talk about today is how do we find what is called our center? Now, let me describe first what I mean by center. We as individuals are unique, but we have a common experience, and that experience is life. But we have, because of our own personal histories and our own personal experiences, we have sometimes the mistaken notion of seeing ourselves as separate from the world rather than a part of the world, a part of this beautiful opportunity to begin to change the world for the better. And if we look at or listen to anything in the media, with the exception of Empower Radio, things in the media that really incite people to be angry or incite people to go to their lowest common denominators many times. And it can throw you off center, which means that you could hear something on the radio or you could see something on television and have that be something that rumbles around in your mind all day long, to be angry about something, to be worried about something. And in truth, what we're meant to be able to do is to learn how to become observers rather than simply reactors. And that's what I mean by finding your center. So as a healer, one of my opportunities that I have is to help people learn how to not simply look at the problem. Let's say if they have an illness or they've had a trauma, but look at the potentials that the body has for healing. In our allopathic model of medicine, in the Western form of medicine, there is always an emphasis on the disease, on the fighting of a disease, on the battle against a disease. And that often will bring about a lot of fear. It will often bring a lot of physical, emotional, and mental pain. But what we neglect to look at is what is the resource within us that has kept us, alive to this point, and that is health. So we need to learn how to come back to the awareness of our health. So the health of our body, mind, spirit, and emotions. That is where your center is. That is what I mean by your center. Because we're so easily deflected away from what is really assisting us, what is really helping us, what is really there as a constant to keep us here in this physical body so that we can actually be contributing members to humanity, contributing members to society, contributing members of our family, and most importantly, beginning with ourselves. So when someone comes to me, and let's say, for instance, they have a lot of physical pain. When you're in physical pain, that brings, because of the veracity of it and because the intensity of physical pain, that's all you can think of. You are consumed with trying to stop the pain or deal with the pain or move in such a way to start to lessen the pain. And that consuming thought is real, but it can also be extremely draining. So what we need to remember to do is consciously take time to do things that actually help our body regain whatever it needs. So let me just, on this path of pain for a moment, let me explain. Pain is not our enemy. Pain is a survival mechanism. What do I mean by that? If you had no ability to feel, you would not know that you had a trauma. You would not know that you had an infection. You would not know that something was not working in the way it was designed. So pain is a signal that something is gone awry. We in our culture have been taught to immediately anesthetize that pain rather than to look at what is the cause of that pain so that we can take conscious, reasonable, logical, and effective changes or make those changes to help to stop the pain. So for instance, if you're leaning against a hot stove, the obvious thing, and you can't feel it, you're going to eventually have damage to your skin. But our sensitivity to pain in a nanosecond says move away. So these are obvious things. The things that are not so obvious is the emotional pain, the spiritual pain that we often guide our lives by, knowingly or unknowingly. So there is an interesting tool for teaching called a medicine wheel. And one particular medicine wheel is called the perspective wheel, which means we all have the opportunity to begin to change our perspective or recognize that we even have a perspective. First of all, we have to recognize that we have a perspective, which means we have a way of viewing ourselves and the situation that we're in based on how we have been taught to think about ourselves. So that perspective could create a wound. Let's say if you were as a child, you were wounded by being bullied. In your perspective wheel, you could have the memory and therefore the repeated action of someone who has been bullied. So you can begin to develop over time a perception that may be skewed in one way or another, where you're seeing yourself bullied in ways where you're not actually being bullied. So what happens when we come back to center is we begin to look at something and actually see what is happening rather than to just rely on our past memories of what has happened and react from an old memory. So I hope this is beginning to make some sense for you. Most people react before they realize that they have reacted. Most people have many misconceptions about their own responsibility and what someone may have imposed as a responsibility. And so therefore we have habitual reactions. So what we're really meant to do is to learn how to be still, to learn to watch what is happening around us and begin to make healthy choices based on what we hear, see, feel, or know. So if I could give an example, in my life, I will speak from my own personal perspective. In my life, there have been times where I have been thrown off my center, meaning I would find myself so quickly seeing my world from a wound that I had already experienced. So let's say from the time of my childhood when I had a loss and significant losses of the deaths of loved ones, any perception of loss, whether it was a misunderstanding with a friend, a perception of a lost friendship, the perception of a lost argument, the perception of being diminished in some way, it would be very easy and was at times very easy to fall back into that really sad place of loss. But obviously that what we need to learn as we mature is that all degrees of loss are not the same. So, and ultimately, what we are here in this life to do is to grow and change and become better and more compassionate, regardless of what we experience. So, as we mature, we can begin to see how our old buttons are easily pushed. And what we realize is if we're wise and we really want to have peace in our mind and in our hearts, we have to learn how to stop simply reacting to old ways of thinking and to take a nice deep breath and begin to observe what is happening and what is your reaction to it. So, for instance, if we look on television and we see the perpetuation of civilizations and ethnic groups or challenges of particular ways of being continuously brought to our attention. And again, let's say even in regard to our political leadership, it would be very easy and often common for people to get really angry about what they're seeing, really angry about what a particular individual has spoken about publicly or talked about or what they have been accused of, etc. It's really easy to get angry. It's really easy to begin to talk about it. It is really easy to have that cloud your thinking of the day, of this is how our society has been diminished, etc. Instead, if you could just look at that information and view it from a different point of view and say, wow, isn't it great that these things are becoming known? So, if we think back into feudal times, when most of the people that I know personally that live in the United States came from another country, some point in their history, their ancestors came here. So we bring to our melting pot of the United States many cultural beliefs, many ways of viewing the world. But we forget that our ancestors often came from places where feudalism was dominant, where monarchies ruled, literally madmen sometimes. And we never knew that things were happening because we were kept in the dark. So today, in our current culture, in the instantaneous media that we are blessed with, we can no longer say, gee, I didn't know. So instead of reacting to what has been finally exposed as misappropriation of power or misuse of power or blatant disregard for other humans, instead of bemoaning that this has happened, we should say, thank goodness we're seeing it. When we see it, then we cannot deny its existence. And we can take choices, take opportunities to make better choices for our future. Does that make sense to you as we begin to see what has been exposed in our world and what we react to? And what we react to very strongly is often things that really do need changing. So to go back to your center means, how are you willing to stand back and listen and learn so that you can make a different choice? So that you can say, okay, for instance, in relation to our governance right now. In the future, I want to make sure that I'm only bringing forward representatives that I trust rather than just that have an agenda. Or be very mindful of the need to talk about, as is very dominant in the media right now, sexual impropriety or misuse of power in ways that have been used against women in particular, but not just women. Anyone who is in a position of being a subordinate, this is not right. So we have an opportunity, instead of just being angry, saying, well, thank you for this knowledge, because now we have something to talk about openly and to begin to educate ourselves differently about what it means to truly be human. What does it mean to be human? Our humanity is our greatest gift. Our life is our greatest gift. And we are here to be contributing members to the betterment of humanity, not just simply to the perpetuation of problems. So as you begin to find your center, you can stand quietly and observe what it is you're actually seeing. And rather than judging it as good or bad, you can begin to have what's called and referred to as measure. Measure means, how am I in relation to anything that I'm experiencing? What do I want to do? What do I want to have be better? How do I want to let my old wounds heal and no longer react in ways that maybe I have done in the past? And instead, look at ways that I could let that wound go, be grateful for the information and the knowledge that I know more about myself, and then become a contributing member to a different way of being. This past weekend, I had a beautiful opportunity to, and one of the guests that I've had on the show several times is a gentleman by the name of Todd Lippa, who is the executive director of CARES of Farmington Hills, which is an acronym for Community Action Resources Empowerment and Services. And this past Saturday, I was volunteering and participating in a really beautiful program that was helping people that needed food and clothing. And literally hundreds of people were there. And it was interesting to watch and observe how challenging it must be for people at times to come and say, I don't have what I need. How can I, with dignity, come and get what I need for my family, for my loved ones, so that I can be safe and healthy? And from the other perspective of the person who is able to give these things that are so needed in our world, it is easy to witness kindness and the frailty of our own selves. And when we see that frailty, it is very humbling when you could see and witness, gee, that could be me. That could be somebody that I know and love, or that is somebody that I know and love, or that is me that is in need of care. And so it was such a beautiful experience to see people bringing in things that they had the blessing of using but no longer needed, and so that other individuals could have what they need. And at this food pantry and clothing pantry, there was absolutely no charge for anything. People could come in and get whatever they needed, whether it was clothes for their infants or clothes for themselves or nice clothes so that they go on work interviews or things for their household. And it was such a beautiful thing to be a part of that community. And it really helped to bring me back to my center. Meaning, it helped me to see, wow, look at all of the generosity in the world. Look at all the problems that are in the world. But look at the people trying to find solutions to the problems. And yes, there will always be people that have and don't have. Well, I should say, wouldn't it be great if there was a time when there was no longer people that did not have? So finding your center means, how do you step out of the chaos that we have created? How do you find your own place in listening and observing and interacting with one another so that we can help each other grow? That's really what we need to do. We need to learn how to help each other grow. As we do that, we will see that if we're able to stop reacting, we could actually change that which has been a wound for ourselves and begin to look in a different way at how we can all raise ourselves up to no longer simply living within our wounds, within our angers, and with things within our thinking that separates us from ourselves, but actually begins to blend us together so that we can collectively begin to make better choices and actually begin to solve some of the many, many problems that are real but are also man-made. So especially in this season, the season of gift giving and the season of festivities and rushing and often frustration because of all of the expectations we have put upon ourselves. What if we paused for a moment and said, who am I choosing to be right now? What is the gift that I can be in my family, in my life, in my own community? And how do we learn to continue to be our best selves? In the next half hour, I'd like to talk a little bit about what often throws us off center, and that is the it of life that we see as problems. That is the problem. This is the problem. It is the problem. Well, what is the it we believe has power over us? And how do we put it into perspective so that we can begin to see and work together and learn from one another in really healthy ways? So we're going to take a real quick break, and I'll be back and talk a little bit more about finding your center in the midst of change. I'll be back. This is Elaine Grohman on Empower Radio for Going Beyond Medicine. Be right back.
The Empower Meditation Channel. Nonstop meditation music 24 hours a day in the new Empower Radio app. Music to empower your meditation, help you relax, sleep, or provide a calm background while you work. The Empower Meditation Channel is interruption-free. Listen now with the Empower Radio app, free in the App Store, or listen online at empower.fm. Soothe your soul. Calm your mind. The Empower Meditation Channel.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. So great. Much fun.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
I think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Couric. You know, girls who grow up with confidence are more likely to reach their full potential. I've interviewed world leaders, CEOs, and celebrities, but my most important role has been as a mom to my two daughters, Ellie and Carrie. I've worked hard to encourage my girls to see the world as a place of endless possibilities. They know that believing in themselves will give them the confidence they need to persevere. Research has shown that girls with high self-esteem are better prepared to navigate life's challenges, not only in their teenage years, but well beyond. So join me as we empower the next generation. Together, we can help today's girls achieve their dreams tomorrow.
This message was brought to you by the Alliance for Women in Media and made possible through the support of Dove and the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to help girls reach their full potential. To learn more, go to Dove.com.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Now back to Elaine Grohman and Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Grohman, and I'm back for Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. And today I'm just doing a solo show to talk about finding your center in the midst of change. How do we do that? And one of the things that we have an opportunity to do is to, first of all, I find it's helpful sometimes to make a diagram. Sometimes when we visually see something and we recognize, and with honesty, recognize how we are guided in our life by particular triggers that we have experienced. So imagine, if you would, that you could just make a circle, a good sized circle. And in the middle of that circle, write your name, just your first name, or you could write self. And imagine that around that circle, in the perimeter of the circle, you would make several other circles. Let's say you're making 8 circles. And in each one of those circles, what if you were to put something that you identify as something about yourself? Let's say you're, in my case, a wife and a mother. I'm also a grandmother. I'm also a healer. And I'm a sister. And I'm an author. And I'm an educator. And obviously, I'm a woman. And I have had my errors, and I have had my pain, and I've had my wounds. And what we need to begin to look at, or what we have an opportunity to begin to look at, is what of those perspectives do you see your life through most frequently? So let's say that you are, as an example, an individual who is working in a kind of a hostile environment. And let's say you're a woman. So you could see yourself throughout your working day as someone who is perhaps not respected, or someone who is, in your experience, disproportionately given something to do without adequate compensation. So that can, for a great deal of your time throughout the day, really, really affect yourself, affect the way you see yourself at work, affect how well you contribute to the environment of what's happening in the workplace, and many other things. But what we often forget to do is to step back and to say, with honesty, does this serve me? Does this serve me to stay in a position where I am angry and stressed? Does this serve me to believe that I have to stay in this particular position? Does it serve me to be creative and collaborative? Or is it preventing me from being creative and collaborative? And with that, we can begin to say, wait a minute, I actually can make a choice here. And instead of staying in a place where I'm not really being given the opportunity to contribute in the best way possible and then being compensated for that, maybe it's time to look elsewhere. But how many times do people stay in jobs where they don't feel appreciated, and therefore they get angry about it, and everything in their life is clouded by that anger? What if you realized you can be the CEO of your own life, the chief energy operator, and look at the truth of what you're experiencing and say to yourself, is this helping me or hindering me? And instead of being angry about it, say, okay, what can I do differently to make this better? Can I sit down and have a conversation with the people I'm working with, honestly, to make the environment more open? If that is not possible, would it be better to leave? This is just one example. We were talking a little bit in the break, myself and Nate, my wonderful producer. And one of the things that we all need to learn how to do in this hectic time, especially in we're within a week of Christmas, literally from a week from today, how we can put upon ourselves pressures to get everything done in a very particular amount of time, and literally learning how to chill out, literally learning how to prioritize so that it actually becomes a much more joyful and enjoyable experience to get things done, rather than being angry while or stressed or frustrated, which makes everything that you're doing not so much fun. So you'd be surprised that once you learn how to be in your center, you can actually get a lot more accomplished joyfully, and not adding any unnecessary stress to yourself, or to just say, well, maybe this isn't something I really need to do right now, and let it be for a while. So we put pressures on ourselves throughout our lives that really may not be in our own best interest or in the best interest of the society at large. So as we begin to find ourselves in a state of appreciation, then we can really begin to look at things from a greater perspective. So for instance, yesterday I happened to go to the mall. It was chaos. I couldn't believe how much chaos it was. It actually took longer to get out of the parking lot than it did for me to do the shopping that I was doing. So it was could be very easy. And I was observing people being very patient with other people and letting them get in line. And everyone's trying to get out of the same very singular exit. Or others were being very pushy or almost bully-like in their big vehicle, expecting to have treatment that was different than anyone else. So it would be very easy, if you were frustrated and angry, to contribute to that attitude of, well, I'm more important than you are, so therefore I'm going to push myself through. Or in a more peaceful way, say, okay, let's just do this together and let's get out so that everybody can have a safe journey home and enjoy this time. And maybe I'll just turn on my radio and listen to a book on tape or something to use this time rather than to feel like I'm wasting time. So that's just one little sample of how you could chill out a little bit. But another thing is to get yourself out into nature or out into the world and recognize that in truth, everything we really, really need has already been provided for us. The air that we breathe, the body that we're in, there's this incredible amount of things that are being given to us continuously that we often completely ignore. And when we begin to recognize what has been given to us, then what we believe we actually need loses its unhealthy hold on us, and we begin to look at things differently. So as we go through the rush of preparing for the holidays, let's say, one of the things that I personally try to do is every now and then, let's say if I'm decorating my house, every now and then I just take a few steps outside and I look at the beauty of the world around us. This decoration, this beauty, this peace that is always around us. And then begin to appreciate that. And then when I go back inside, I've allowed myself to shift how I'm feeling, really to come back to center, so that what I am continuing to do actually becomes much more joyful. The stringing the lights on the trees and looking at the beauty of it and the imperfection of whatever it is that's happening. And because it is perfect in its imperfection. So as we begin to stop and assess what's meaningful to us, then we can start to look around and say to ourselves, what is this season really about? What is my life really about? On any given day, we could hear about the sudden and unexpected loss of life. When you hear that, we recognize the frailty of our own life. Recently, I had an experience in my own personal life in which I really, really could have easily harmed myself accidentally. I hit my head really, really hard. I banged my head on something. And it was so painful that I just doubled over in pain. And of course, I did the things that I needed to do to make sure that I was okay. But at the same time, I recognized, wow, look at how fragile life is. In any second, something really dramatic could change and my life could change. But then it also helped me to see, wow, look at how protected I am. Look at how my body is already doing something to help to heal this injury. Beyond my abilities, there are forces that are helping me to stay alive. And just those simple things help me to recognize and come back to perspective too into perspective and into center about, wow, there's forces beyond myself that are helping me be here. And I say that because when we look at the challenges that we have, it's really smart and wise if we look at what challenges we have created ourselves, either in the way that we participate or don't participate in things that need to be changed, the way we contribute to an imbalance or a balance, and then how we give ourselves the opportunity to pause for a minute and say, okay, what could I do better? How can I listen differently to an individual as they're speaking to me? How can I speak differently to an individual so that they understand my perspective? How can I bring people together so that they understand that they're appreciated by me? How can I help to heal wounds of words from the past where people maybe caused events that wittingly or unwittingly wounded someone else? We need to begin to look at what is the part we play in this world. Do we want to continue to make ourselves more stressed, or do we want to say, I'm so glad I'm here and I have this opportunity to go and visit my family, or to have people here, or to share a meal together, or to have a conversation? Everything is about choice. That's what we need to begin to think about. And in a very short time, in just a couple of weeks, we're going to be into another year. And it's important that we don't mark that year as yet one milestone, but rather as an opportunity. What do I choose to be this coming year? How do I choose to grow? What do I want to learn? How do I want to bring more balance into the world? How can I learn to speak and say what I need to say so that I'm understood? Or how do I learn to listen so that I begin to understand? And how do I see that we're all here on this planet to learn how to grow and love and change and improve and make better for not only those that are present now, but for future generations? I think of my grandchildren, and I think of, oh my gosh, it wasn't that long ago that my children were their age, and how swiftly that decade or two or three have flown by. And it isn't a lot of time that we have here. And recently, a friend of mine's father died at 104 years old, and even that was not a long time. Because we never know when things will shift in our life or things will change in our life, but we know that they will change in our life. But hopefully, in this coming season, in this coming year, we can learn to help to change things for the better. So as we listen to things on the radio, as we have conversations, as we talk about topics that are in the media, instead of contributing to the yeah, but look at this, what's happening attitude, say, thank goodness we know now. What can we do differently? How can we learn to treat one another better? How can we learn to find our center so that we stop being simply reactionary individuals and actually be contributing individuals? And that's the beauty of Empower Radio. And I'm so grateful to have had this, gosh, now almost 2 years, it's going to be 2 years in February of having the show, of how many times I've had the opportunity to sit in this studio, looking at the blips on the screen of the sound that's coming from my vocal cords, and know that there's someone out there listening, and I have a responsibility to try to help people see a broader perspective. I am very grateful for this opportunity. And as we begin to really look at the frailty of life, then we can also look at the resilience of life. We can look at how what we do matters. Our matter matters. Our actions matter. Our words matter. Our silence matters. Our speaking matters. And how that all begins to come into play when we really look at what we can do to make the world a better place. One of the things I really like to do is to listen to books on tape. Well, really not even on tape anymore. They're just audio. They're audiobooks. There's no physical tapes anymore. And I like to educate myself as best I can to begin to unwind my thinking. Right now, I'm listening to a really interesting book called Indian Givers, which is a book about how the native peoples of the Americas actually contributed to our world. And one of the things that I'd like to bring into the 2018 season is helping people to unravel some of the myths that we have been taught to live by and to begin to help us to reframe the way we think. So in this really deeply powerful book, Indian Givers, it is not about someone who takes something away, but by those who contributed. And what we haven't really looked at in our world, but we see very clearly in the misuse of certain ways of being, is that we don't realize that most of our ancestors came, as I said earlier in the hour, from very monastic or countries that were designed or ruled by monarchs and a tremendous misuse of power. And that people, Europeans who came to the United States, came to get away from that feudal way of living. But what we don't recognize is that we actually brought much of that feudal thinking here. And we need to reframe what it means to govern. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about in the coming year is how do we understand ourselves from greater perspectives and learn, again, as I said, to unwind some of the things that we have been taught so that we can learn the truth. So many people don't realize that our form of governance, democracy, actually never came from Europe. There were no democracies in Europe. There was only monarchs and feudal lords and feudalism, which was very controlling. The democracy that we as new Americans learned was actually from the native peoples. That democracy was truly a way of making sure that all people were equally represented, that all people had a voice, and that all people worked together for the common good. It was interesting as I was listening to this book, the one and only group of people that had the opportunity and the power to impeach anyone in office that did not fulfill the obligations of their office were the women. Women had the authority to remove someone from office if they misrepresented themselves or did not take care of the people that they were charged with caring for. So it's interesting how we can begin to reframe our thinking about ourselves. And that's one of the goals that I want to have for 2018, so that we can begin to look at how we kind of been misinformed. And even in our own lives, when we react strongly to something and we get angry about something, it's often our body's way of saying, are you sure that you were well informed? Are you sure that what you're hearing is accurate? Are you sure that you what you're reacting to is worth holding on to? So it's a interesting way to begin to see what we want to bring into our world. I had a great experience in the last couple of weeks where really was given a gift of play. And as an adult, it's easy to forget how to play. And what that means is to be curious. To play is to learn how to be curious, to learn how to have joy in what it is you're doing while you're learning. And this centered around the earth. So I actually had found a globe that was an inflatable globe. And it looked kind of like the size of a beach ball. But it blew up and it was the earth. And it really helped me to see visually, playfully, but very clearly how intimately connected we all are. We're all inhabitants of this globe, this sphere that is comprised of mostly water. And then in the air that we breathe and the resources that we have are here for all of us. And so I looked at the center, and this is the correlation I'm trying to bring, is the center of this sphere, this earth, this representation of earth, gave equally to all sides. Didn't matter if you were looking at the center of the earth and you were looking to the north, south, east, or west, all of the resources are available to everybody and everything that's in need of it. And I want to, in my life in 2018, make sure that I am recognizing the resources that are available and how to use them well, how to use them, beginning with how I perceive myself, beginning with how I perceive others and how I learn to interact with others and really learn how to find my center and stay in my center so that every experience that I have is something that I can learn from and have joy about and participate in, not grudgingly, not begrudgingly, with deep appreciation. And as I leave today, as I leave the studio and I pass all the people on the road hurrying, it's my thought and my prayer that they all too find their center. And when we find our center, then we know that we can find balance in anything that we're doing. We can change our perspective. We can broaden our perspective. And we can be much more benevolent and impactful contributors to the lives that we all lead. As an elder, certainly in my 60s, I'm an elder, but Nate is an elder in his group in his 20s or 30s. How old are you, Nate? 25. And, you know, in his peers, he has a position as a comic and does well with that. And that gives him a particular perspective and authority. And so as he's standing on a stage, he has the opportunity to lead or detract, depending upon what he chooses to speak about. So we all have different levels and positions of influence, and we really need to recognize that that influence is meaningful and that influence is important and that influence can be contributory to the betterment of everybody. So as we wind down, and this is the last show of 2017, I want to thank you all for this incredible year. I want to thank all the guests that have graciously been a part of the show. If you have any interest in having someone be on the show, please send me an email at egroman, which is egrohman55 at gmail.com. I'd be happy to consider, if it's appropriate for the show, different conversations that we can bring. But it's all about empowering. It's all about What are we bringing to make this world a better place? How can we use this precious time on the air to open our hearts and our minds to really solving problems that are evident and some that are not quite so evident yet in our world, so that we can continue on for the next seven generations and the next seven generations and the next seven generations? I thank you all from the bottom of my heart for this wonderful year of 2017 on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. And I thank Brent Carey for his wisdom and his vision to even create such a station. And thanks to Nate for his always being cheerful and helpful and making it so easy here on this show, Going Beyond Medicine. Thank you all. Make it a wonderful 2018 as we walk into the new year. Bye.